We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath the cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant, and Vicki Davis from ChannelingReality.com is here with us right now. And it continues to be the 6th of April, 2013. We have Mike and Marilyn on the line and some other callers as well. We'll get to you as quickly as possible. Mike, let
me give you the links over the phone. Apparently there's a CUSIP number, C-U-S-I-P number, that this one guy, it's called www.redeemthetruth.com, R-E-D-E-M, thetruth.com. Now he sells things for UCC Study Guide, but he has a link where supposedly you can put in the number and see where they're sold. And then I came across another website, and it's loveorlife.com. .au. So apparently they do the same thing in Australia. I think that's an Australia address. Love, loveforlife.com.au. And where apparently you put this number in the search engine or whatever, and they're sold on the stock market. And I'll email the links to both of you guys. And I just want to mention one more thing briefly, and I heard about this Joyce Riley show a number of years ago, and I think I have it saved my favorites. Apparently they have this state... This thing in Texas, it's called, pipeline, school to prison. They have this program to funnel children from school straight to prison. And you can maybe Google it and find it, but it's called,
No kidding.
Yes. I have it saved to my favorites, I think, and maybe you can Google and find it. It's called, school to prison pipeline. The Texas, school to prison pipeline.
I see it. Yep. There's something on the ACLU website about it. Something also on Wikipedia, which, hey, it's a great source of information because they check twice, check three times, and they check again. But anyway, I'm being facetious, of course. But, yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing here, so I appreciate the tip.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised because I suspect that what the purpose of this new health insurance exchange thing is to allow the insurance companies to securitize health insurance contracts and put them up to the highest bidder. And in my deepest, darkest theory of the health care redesign, they will be able to, basically they're selling these people's bodies into medical research for genetic research.
Well, I appreciate, appreciate the call, Mike. You've given us a lot of very interesting food for thought there. I appreciate your contribution here. Thanks so much. All right, folks, we're at the break already, and when we get back, we'll continue with your calls. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're back. This is Government America, Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant, and Vicki Davis. I was being a little bit facetious earlier about Wikipedia, but they do, in certain degrees, document certain things, and to the degree that they document, I guess they're a good source of info, but just take it all with a grain of salt unless you check the notes, the footnotes. But they have a page, Vicki and Nancy, about the school-to-prison pipeline that that Mike mentioned. And they call it the widespread pattern in the United States of pushing students, especially those who are already at a disadvantage, out of school and into the criminal justice system. They say this pipeline is a result of public institutions neglecting to properly address students as individuals who might need extra educational or social assistance, or being unable to do so because of staffing shortages or statutory mandates. I guess from reading just this little bit here, this isn't supposed to be an intentional program, but, you know, the education system really is a black hole for funding. There's no shortage of, in my opinion anyway, now if I'm wrong, I think I'm correctable, but I don't see really any shortage of funding for education purposes. You know, we keep hearing these politicians in the state, at least where I'm at, clamor that, oh, we don't have enough funding for schools. And yet more and more funding goes into the schools all the time. And depressed school districts are always going to have their problems, but it does help facilitate when children are not properly educated. It does help facilitate crime,
yeah.
You know, which leads to the prison system and prison slaves.
Right. Well, I have two things to say on that. They have set up a program called Smaller Learning Communities, and apparently it was designed by Bill Ayers of Weatherman
Common Core.
Yeah, well, Common Core, and yeah, they're not educating the children. They are it's training the children. So, and these smaller learning communities are supposedly for troubled youth. But what it does, of course, is segregate them for special training. So you could call it school to prison. But another thing, too, on the private prison thing is...
Well, they already have... Let me just jump in here and point out that they already have something called school to work. And if
well,
your
that's for everybody.
Work...
That's
yeah, if your work is in prison, then I guess that would be school to work, would it not?
Yeah, it would. It's all vocational training. It's they're not educating the children anymore.
No.
And the money, the funding for schools... has become, it's just a way to transfer funds from the public to private hands. I mean, we've got like, I don't know, 15 or 17 research laboratories around the United States for education on research. Well, they have researched us to the point where they graduate people who are illiterate.
Yep.
And the schools actually used to educate people. I've got a 1949 school civics book, you know, from Idaho schools. And in that book, it said something like 95% of the people in Idaho were literate. I'm not sure you could say that today.
You know, what's interesting?
No. I am an English teacher, and I teach in colleges and universities, and I can tell you that there are probably a third of the people in every classroom that are absolutely on the edge. They're borderline literate, and I mean borderline. I have seen college students who cannot read a paragraph.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Well, amazing, but it shouldn't really be surprising. It just confirms what we've suspected all along.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, and the other thing I wanted to say is that this private prison system is a perfect place to train a, what would you call them? In Nazi Germany, they had the stormtroopers, right?
Right.
Well, the private prisons are a perfect place to train those kinds of people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you...
absolutely. Training a new breed of soldier.
Yeah, who when they get out, then they can then be used because this system owns them for the rest of their lives, they can then be used to do all kinds of things.
Yep.
All right, let's go to back to the phones. We have Warner in Canada up next. Warner, thanks for holding on.
Darren, and good afternoon to your guests.
Yeah.
You touched on many different issues, but I just want to narrow it down. There was being brought up about the gulags in the Soviet Union. And this is just another form of that. And why divert from the script when it worked so well in the Soviet Union?
Yeah, it's working really well in China, too.
And it laid the foundations for the immense wealth of the oligarchs.
Yep.
This is the American version.
Yeah, and it's a real control.
You're right.
Then there's another point, conflict of interest. This is hardly ever, if ever, addressed of those officials in the justice system, from crown prosecutors to judges. They have to disclose their financial interests, their pension funds, their private investment portfolios. What I understand, those prison corporations, their shares have been traded at the stock exchanges.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you have a conflict of interest of the people who are buying into these shares.
Yeah, and there, the last few years, a few cases surfaced where judges had taken an unproportionate, unjustified children away from caring parents and given them to the abusers, or feed them into the state system of orphanages and so on. Mm-hmm. And then it was disclosed that those judges were getting kickbacks for every child they refused from the...
Warner, what I'm seeing more and more, because they're starting to do mental health profiles now on children in preschool, I think that children are selected before they even start the public school system on who is going to be targeted for drugs, drug therapies, who is going to be targeted as your lower-level students. I think that everything is so coerced and so planned. I have read, as an educator, that by the time a child is in the eighth grade, their career track will be decided for them. They will have no choice in the courses that they take when they go through middle school and high school, and that the schools are simply going to move them into whatever corporate labor force that the school decides. And, of course, the schools are government.
Yep.
You're right, Nancy. They are doing that, and that was part of the quote reform legislation that was presented in Idaho by Governor Dirk Kempthorne, and he was presenting it as his idea for reform. Actually, it came from the Gates Foundation.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was presented to the governors as what was going to be done at the National Governors Association. So, and
now, the kids actually in eighth grade get online and they take a job interest profile. That profile locks them in.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we've had Charlotte Izzerbeat on the air many times, and she talks about this as well. Warner, parting shot.
Another thought I want to throw in. Why divert from the script? It worked so well in the Soviet Union. And then, oh yeah, I said that. Who says crime doesn't pay? And where there is no crime, declare it to be a crime.
There you go. That's a very good point. I appreciate the call. Thanks much, Warner. Let's move along here to Robert in Missouri to keep things moving here. Robert, thanks for holding on. You're up next.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. I'm a 17-year corrections veteran, and let me just preface my remarks by policy of my job that these are my opinions, and in no way do they have anything to do with my job. These are my personal opinions as a citizen, and that's it.
Okay.
Because that's policy, I can't talk unless I make sure that people know that these are my personal opinions, and in no way it reflects on my career.
We understand.
Anyway, yeah, let me give you some examples. There's a city in Missouri. It's called O'Fallon, Missouri. Now, these people, they're in a slave system, and let me tell you about it. Let's say you get arrested for littering or a DWI or some crazy little misdemeanor, all right, and your fine is $150. You can't pay the fine. They put a warrant out for your arrest. They lock you up in the county jail. The county jail, they pay $50 a day to the county jail in order for them to house them there. When you get out, you got to go back to court, right? You do so many days until the next court date. You go back to court, and then you have to sign an agreement that I'm going to pay my fines. Well, however many days you had to sit in the county jail, that $50 a day gets tacked onto your fine. So if your fine was $100 and you had to sit in the county jail for 5 days, that's another $250. So now your fine's $350. They never give time served. No matter how many days you do in the county jail when you can't pay your fines, it keeps getting tacked onto your fines. I know guys, and I see them, that come to the jail all the time. Their fines are up to $10,000, and it all started off on a $100 fine.
Okay. Hey, Robert, hold it right there. I'm sorry I have to interrupt you, but the break doesn't wait. If you want to hold over, I'll hold you on, and we'll get to let you finish your thoughts and also get the reaction to your thoughts by Vicky and Nancy, so just hang with us a little bit longer, okay? Folks, you're listening to Govern America. Robert in Missouri's on the line. Vicky Davis is here. Nancy Levant. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment here on RBN.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200. We're back.
This is Government America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant and Vicki Davis of ChannelingReality.com. We have Robert in Missouri on the line, and I had to very rudely interrupt him. He's a correctional officer. And Robert, go ahead. You were just talking about how you've seen people come into the prison system there, and they how the fines rack up over time to the point where they can't pay. You want to pick up your thoughts there?
Sure. It's like these people can't pay their bond, so they have to sit in jail by force, but then they have to pay what the municipality has to pay to the county for staying $50 a day. And so these fines rack up. What happened to be a $100 misdemeanor, $250 misdemeanor, you'll see them through the jail probably once a couple months because they can't pay their fines. And then so they get committed over there to the jail to wait on court because they can't pay their fines. And then next thing you know, they go back over there to that municipal judge. He says, okay, you're going to pay your fines now? And, of course, they're going to say, yeah. Are they going to say when come back to jail? So they sign, say they're going to pay. And then however many days they sat in jail, it gets racked up onto their fines. And like I was saying, there's people with 10, 13, 14,000 fines that start off with a $200 fine. It's an indentured servitude system. It's a plantation. These people are never going to pay. The economy's in free fall.
So what you're saying is the whole thing is designed to keep them in the system. It's not designed for rehabilitation like the prison system supposedly is supposed to be for.
Well, it's basically a money generating scheme. But the problem is, these municipalities are so foolish they think that they're actually going to get their money back someday. Hey, it's what you're not. These people aren't going to ever be able to pay that kind of money back. They're already poor. They live in trailers and all kinds of things. I mean, it's just such a criminal enterprise. You're just like, this is sick. And the guy on a fine, he might end up doing 120 days eventually after being recommitted and committed to where it's just like, but the municipality will never give him time served. And then one more thing, work release, the one that was talking about in Indiana. Here, it's $840 a month to stay in the work release program, $30 a day, $210 a week. That's more than a lot of people's mortgages, and these people got fees and everything else. It's the new criminal justice system, nothing more than basically a slave system, but it's a Brave New World style slave system where people, you know, the larger population still walks around thinking they're free, but in 17 states you collect rainwater on your property, buddy, and see how free you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and then these men cannot pay their child support, and then they're rearrested for that.
This is true. I see child support people all over the place. I mean, a good chunk of the people locked up right now are child support, and guess what? It gets to a certain level, you lose your firearms right just over child support because you become a felon. It's insanity.
Yep, it's a scam.
Yep.
It's a scam.
Vicki, did you have anything you wanted to say?
It makes me sick. Do they tack on a fee for the judge on top of the fine and everything else? Because they're doing
court costs, sure.
They're doing that here.
Yeah.
Well, this fee goes especially to the judge's pension system. So it's not just court costs. It's last time I saw it, it was like a $40 fee right directly to the judge's pension system. Every time they make an appearance in court on a new charge, boom, you know, money to the pension system.
There's
for the judge.
The conflict of interest involved.
Hey, I had one more thing I wanted to add, and this is big. This is huge. I just heard this on another program. Sheriff Mack's organization, the County Sheriff's Peace Officers Association, they're going to be here in St. Charles County at the end of May. And St. Charles County happened to be, on the last November election, they got bamboozled, the citizens of the county, into voting to change the way that the sheriff's department is set up. The sheriff's department is going to become vestigial, where they just run the courts and warrant process servers. And now a new office in 2015 has been created, and it's called the St. Charles County Police Department. And they're going to hire a chief of police. And the sheriff is no longer going to have his powers, basically. They're denigrating him down to just a little vestigial office. And so the county council and the county executive of this county here, they're going to be able to pick their little, you know, their little lapdog. And so the whole police, and this is the largest sheriff's department in the state of Missouri, covers this huge, huge square mile area. And now they're going to become a police department, and then they're going to have a chief of police who's answerable now to the county executive and the county council.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's part of the induction into the system of metropolitan governance, which is creating a regional governing structure. That's what Clint Richardson was studying in Salt Lake City, Utah, and Salt Lake County. They did the same thing to that sheriff down there. Actually, the sheriff agreed to it. He signed an administrative agreement that basically disempowered him for his sheriff's authorities.
It's getting rid of local governance.
Yep, local government.
Local government, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Robert, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling in and your insights there as a correctional officer. Good call. All right, Donna's in Ohio. We'll take you right after the break. And, folks, we had a couple of people drop, so if you want to call, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. www.governamerica.com is the website, and channelingreality.com is Vicki Davis's website. You can get there from ours, or you can go directly to channelingreality.com, and her email address is there if you'd like to correspond with her. And let's go back out to the phone lines, and Donna's in Ohio, and I promised I would take his call right up front. We have a couple of open lines, too, if you want to jump on board. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Keeping things rolling, Don. Thanks for holding on.
No problem. Yeah, I got three quick things here. Talking about the kids earlier and how they're being taught and this and that. From Activist Post today, you've got an article that's MSNBC host says we have to break the idea that kids belong to their parents.
Oh, wow.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to their communities. This is Paris Perry. I don't know who she is, but...
Reminds me a lot of Hillary Clinton's book, It Takes a Village.
Yep. On financial stuff, I read that Skype, there's some Skype malware out there that mines for bitcoins at your expense. If your Skype account is any way infected with this thing, it could cost you your bitcoins. So you might want to check that out. Also, talking about the sheriff stuff earlier on about how they're trying to take over basically all the sheriff's departments and, you know, removing them from the power source. And we need to get together a page at least that has all the things that have happened across this country where, you know, they have picked away at the power of the sheriff's office and stuff like that and send these pages off, you know, send at least one, like, one page to the sheriff's department, your sheriff's department, to let them know that this has happened there, you know, that they can watch out for it and make sure that they understand what's going on.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ladies, do you have any thoughts on anything that Don has said here?
Well, I only that I worry about whether or not the sheriff could actually do anything about it. If it was decided, and that I have reasons to say that, that I'd really prefer not to, but I mean, there may be something that happens within counties that actually prevents the sheriff from...
Well, the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of, like, Sheriff Mack, saying that he is, you know, the sheriff does have the power to, you know,
yeah. I think what she's talking about, though, I think is
and
firepower and the fact that we have a criminal government here that
right.
may overpower the sheriffs. Is that kind of what you were alluding to, Vicki?
Yes.
Yeah. What the bottom line is, in my view, is the community, the county, the people in a certain county have got to support their sheriffs.
Yes.
And it may very well be that they can inundate a county and even against the will of the people backing their sheriffs. But, the you know, when we get to that point, in my view, we could very well be in a situation where anything goes. And
right.
so
and
we are at a point in American history that we've never been before.
Yep.
I think I can say that without any fear of contradiction.
On that note, I might as well add this, too. I had thought about this back a while. Now, the sheriff's department's always, you know, need money and stuff like that. They're, you know,
right.
A lot of people give blood and stuff like that. They donate their blood and stuff. Why don't, you know, we start setting up our own community blood donations to help our sheriffs as long as they're, you know, they basically understand that, you know, we want a constitutional sheriff. And, you know, we'll give you the money from the blood donations, you know, if, you know, you promise to, you know, actually listen to us and understand the Constitution.
Funny
yeah.
you should mention that. I have a letter here from my local sheriff. I find this actually kind of disturbing. The Idaho Sheriff's Association, it's a solicitation, you know, for us to send money to a private fund. Here, I'll read it to you. Because I believe you are a law-abiding citizen who has worked hard for what you have, I also believe you are fed up with people who violently prey on innocent victims or turn to crime as an easy way to make a living with no responsibility to society. Almost every day I witness the lawless and dangerous criminal activities of thieves, drug pushers, rapists, molesters, murderers, and other outlaws. Tax dollars to fight them only go so far, and they want me to contribute to this fund. Well, I looked them up online, and what they are is a lobbying organization to lobby for tighter laws.
Mm.
And so, you know, we already have laws like we were just talking about where there's so many you can't go through a day without breaking a half a dozen or more.
Right.
So,
yep.
And
there you go.
I mean, it disturbs me that they, that, I mean, if I thought it would work, if I thought it was true and honest, I would, but I don't.
Right.
I kind of don't think so.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing, you know, you have to make sure, first off, that your sheriff's not, you know, a criminal. You know, I mean, if he's in there, you need to get him out, you know, and get that word out first. But, you know, I mean, I'll give blood to get a better, you know, sheriff's department and stuff like that. You know, I mean, you know, it's something that, you know, I freely produce. You know, I mean, I give every, you know, every once in a while. It's not really costing me a whole lot, you know, I mean, a little bit of time, you know. But,
yeah.
If I can have a constitutional sheriff, you know, and one that respects that, you know, he is working for the people, and, you know, he has a whole lot of power, you know, that does not belong to the federal government.
Yeah, ultimately,
you know,
we're at the point where we have to do what we can and look for solutions wherever we can find them. And so I appreciate you bringing that up. Hey, Don, I have to move on here.
That's
I appreciate
it. Fine. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. John is in Tennessee. John, you're up next.
Hello, Darren. Hey, Vicki, Nancy. You know, you brought up violating laws without knowing it. Darren, you remember I told you a couple years ago that I got pulled over on the interstate in Tennessee for not moving over one lane for an emergency vehicle.
Right.
Did you recall that? The guy came up.
No, but we have the same law here in Michigan.
Well, he came over to my truck, and he says, you haven't done anything wrong. I just want you to know about the new law that's passed. And he said, in fact, effective today, there are 250 new traffic violations that I can cite you for that went into effect today.
Oh, my God.
That's
so
incredible.
Me being a shy person, I said, really? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, have you got a copy of the book? And he says, well, yeah. I said, can I have a copy of it? He said, no. Why do you want a copy of it?
Because how am I going to know how to not violate them?
What you just told me is that ignorance of the law is no excuse. At any given moment, I'm violating the law. But the part, Vicki, is that it's not even violating the law because it's civil infractions, it's code of law, it's color of law. It's not law, but they'll violate your, that I don't want, my civil rights that I'm forced to obtain and forced to hold. They'll violate them to collect money. So we're to the point now where we don't know that we really don't realize that we've lost this country as far as what we believe it was or should be. It's non-existent. Vicki, the question I have for you, something that came to mind. You're involved in Idaho with the smart meters, correct?
I was, yeah. Uh-huh. And I still follow it.
Well, I was forced to take one also. I told them no. They went away. I went on vacation and came back. Lo and behold, I have a new smart meter. But it gets worse. Guess who makes it, Vicki? It's a company called Icon. I-K-O-N. So me being a word nut, I look up what an icon means. And it's rule and authority. You know, they put me under their thumb. But it gets better yet, Vicki, because what I'm understanding now is that these things are equipped with Wi-Fi that turns on and off intermittently. And the crazy part, I just heard it today. But I've been on my laptop at home. I've got Wi-Fi at the house. But I'm noticing every once in a while, this unknown hotspot pops up on my laptop, and I'm in the country.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if I'm picking up the Wi-Fi that's available on my outside wall.
Well, you might be picking up your neighbor's Wi-Fi.
No, I don't, Darren, I'm 1,800 feet from the nearest neighbor.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
No, I wouldn't be at all surprised. Those smart meters, even when they say that they're using power line carrier communications, those smart meters are designed just like computers, and they have slots in them that can be upgraded. And one of the slots in the Aclara, and I'm sure this is true of the Icon as well, is that it can have a Wi-Fi card in it. Because the ultimate idea is for the meter to be a universal meter, and for it to be able to communicate with your water meter via wireless or your gas meter, as well as all the devices in your home that will be Wi-Fi.
Well, have you ever heard deafening silence on the line when you call your county electric corporation? And I asked them specifically about the smart meter, what its capabilities were. It doesn't do anything except allow them to read the meter. When I asked him who owned the company, deafening silence. He could not tell me. I said, is it owned by the county? No, sir, it's not. Who owns it? It's silence. He would not tell me who owned it. He couldn't tell me who owned it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're gone as far as what we believe is or should be. And if we want it, we have to fight for it. Thanks,
well,
guys.
John, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. All right, let's move on here and talk to Jim in Arizona. Jim, you're up next. Thank you for holding on.
Hi, Darren. Hey, I sent you a couple of emails, and my brain works faster than I can type. But the Unicor Industries was privatized, and it was either under Poppy Bush or under Reagan, which is the same thing. And now they can compete with private industries like, you're in Michigan. Kalamazoo used to be one of the biggest manufacturers of furniture for schools and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now the prison industries can compete with that.
Yeah, they used to call it Federal Prisons Incorporated, and then they changed the name to Unicor.
Yeah, but I just remember that I saw that because I was working for the government at that time, and I'm going, well how can they do that, you know?
Well, it makes you kind of wonder, too, how many things that you go to the store and buy that say made in the USA are actually made in the U.S. prison system.
Well, you can't compete with 25 cents an hour labor.
Exactly.
Who can do that?
Nobody.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, the Chinese, maybe.
Yeah, that's the only country in the world because they only get $2 a day about or a week or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Vicky.
But anyway, I just wanted to clear that up because I really want to be accurate with the things that I say, and I wasn't accurate. I reread those messages and go, no, this is all wrong, you know, so I had to call you. So
well, I see the messages. Appreciate the call.
I appreciate that because I knew I was going to start looking into crime legislation that was passed under the Bush administration, the first Bush administration, because I can point to so many things that have gone wrong in our country that started when that guy, and I'm trying to contain myself here, be nice, was the president.
You don't have to be nice for us. Believe me, I'm not very nice.
Well, yeah, but I'm not supposed to say cuss words on the radio. And all I can think of is cuss words when I think of him.
I understand your frustration. Did you have anything else, Jim, that you wanted to say?
Well, he did. He authorized the use of depleted uranium, which is nothing but anything but depleted, and our troops are dying of it.
That's right. Been going on for years. Many, many years.
The first Gulf War.
Yep, that's right.
It's just that family is so evil. Oh, something else that I did say in one of those emails is Barbara Bush is a large holder of Wackenhut stocks, and I know they keep changing their name, but they're into that prison private prison industry.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
One of the largest. Hey, I appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you so much.
God bless you guys.
God bless you. All right, let's move on to Lark in Texas. Lark, we have about 2 minutes before we hit the break.
Well, hello there. I just want to point out that my late father used to be, remember the commercial on television about McGruff, the crime dog?
Yes.
And do you remember the Weed and Seed program?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, my late father was actually a part of that. In fact, I shot a pistol for the first and only time in my life because he had his little private carry permit for his little .22, and he would actually get out and patrol the neighborhood at night. And I thought, well, what a wonderful man my dad is. And he was a career military man. My mother worked for civil service. I doubt that they knew that they were socialists. The children, myself included, didn't know that either. But I can tell you this, this myth about a constitutional sheriff, it really needs to be put to bed and it needs to be talked about. What I notice is that the questions are never put to the metropolitan chiefs of police or the county sheriffs. Well, what about contracts that were entered into by your departments before your tenure? And here I'm referring specifically to these early programs that eventually morphed into programs like the COPS program, which is Community-Oriented Policing Services, and then the COMPASS program, which is Community-Oriented Mapping, Planning of Assets and Safety Strategies, and the tie-ins to the fusion centers. And all of this came about because of the popularization of the computers in their early
Okay, Lark, mid-90s. Hold it right there. I'll hold you over into the final segment, okay? You're making some good points. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a moment on Govern America.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're in the home stretch of the program right now. We get this from one of our listeners, Nancy. She says, back in the 90s, she says, I used to get Whack and Hut catalogs in the mail, chock full of useless trinkets. She says, at the time, I had no clue it was prisoner-based. So apparently, even back in the 90s, she was getting catalogs for prisoner-made garbage, essentially. So that's kind of an interesting thought. But anyway, Lark is in Texas right now, and Lark, you were just talking about the county sheriff and how they're kind of on the hook to the feds in many respects. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Well, absolutely, Darren, and it's never brought up. I've never heard a radio host question a sheriff or a metropolitan police chief about any of these issues, and it's so, I mean, it gets to the point where I have to turn off the radio and get away from it because it's just so frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go on and on, but, I mean, it's kind of like when people talk about the Constitution, Darren. I always scream out, well, which one are you referring mm-hmm. to? And then they talk about a republic, and they want to restore the republic, and I go, well, what is your definition? If it's in mm-hmm. Plato's Republic, which is what I was taught when I was a kid in elementary school, then I can assure you there is any right-thinking American that wants to be part of Plato's Republic.
Yeah.
And then in college, if you actually studied political science or philosophy, you learned about Machiavelli's version of a republic. Well, I don't think anybody wants to live in that kind of republic either, because let's face it, when we talk about a republic, are we talking about the USSR or the People's Republic of China? Give me a break.
Yeah, it's a word that's been used by the other side in many respects. I know what my definition is of it, but Nancy and Vicky, did you have anything you wanted to say in response to Lark's comments here?
Yeah,
well, I totally agree with you. And what we have to remember is that we have a constitution, and it's got flaws. But that is the law of the land, and everything else that goes around it, above it, below it, whatever it does, we have a constitution which says that it's our government.
You know, it's funny that we're
by us. We run it, we decide, and, you know, that's the bottom line.
Well, we're often referred to as anti-government.
Except that the man with a gun is the one that runs it. That's the problem, you know, with looking at the Constitution, and Lark makes excellent points there, because systems like the enhanced 911 system, which is a multi-jurisdictional agreement, a partnership agreement.
Regional, yep.
Regional, basically nullifies the independence of the sheriff anyway, because once they sign that agreement, they are one sheriff in an association or a partnership with many sheriffs, or
yeah.
or the federal government and the sheriffs. And so and that's really the way that they've kind of done this. And once they signed the WTO, they basically buried the U.S. Constitution anyway.
Yeah.
Because there is no law in this country that can't be challenged by a multinational corporation if that law interferes with them doing business. And there's a kangaroo court, either a NAFTA kangaroo court of like three lawyers, or the WTO kangaroo court. And if our government insists on maintaining our law, then we have to pay that multinational corporation the amount of money that they presume that they would have lost.
Okay.
Because they were not able to do their business.
We got to wrap this up. I appreciate your input, and thank you so much, Lark. That's going to have to be the last word, because unfortunately we are out of time. Thank you to all the callers. I appreciate you, your contribution to the program. Very good calls today. And Vicky, thank you. Nancy, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks, and we'll talk to you next week. Ellen Brown will be here. Bye-bye. Now.